what is the relationship between intelligence and consciousness? How does spiritualized intelligence help in the manifestation of consciousness as per evam buddhe param buddhva in the Bhagavad Gita? Evam buddhe param buddhva samsthabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. This is 3.43 in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that with your intelligence situated on the spiritual platform, conquer the enemy of lust. So the first part of the question is, what is the relationship between intelligence and consciousness? Consciousness is the energy of the soul. Just like if I have this bulb over here, the bulb gives out light. So that we can consider, so it's a crude example, that bulb is like the soul. The light coming out from that bulb is like consciousness. Now imagine around that bulb, there is a film. See, if around that bulb there is a red film, the color that will the light that will come out of it will be a reddish color. So, like that, around the soul, there is the covering of the subtle body. And depending on the nature of the subtle body, the soul's consciousness gets colored, gets filtered. So, accordingly, the consciousness is sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. Now, one of the components of the subtle body is intelligence. So, our intelligence determines to a large extent where we focus the light of our consciousness. Now, when our intelligence is alert, intelligence is active properly, then we will focus on things which are beneficial for our own spiritual growth, for our well-being. Just like if a person is driving a car, then if it's a dark lane, then the person should focus the car's street headlights on the road, that I can see where I'm going ahead. If the car's street headlights are focused somewhere else, there'll be an accident. So the intelligence is that which determines where the consciousness will be focused. So when the intelligence is not very strong, then as per the mind's impulses, wherever the mind tempts, the consciousness gets focused on that. And the person will become more and more degraded. The intelligence is what directs the light of consciousness, where it will focus. And when the intelligence is spiritualized, so evam buddhe param buddhva, then we carefully focus our consciousness on Krishna-related things. Or if we have our worldly duties, worldly responsibilities, we do those responsibilities without indulging in unnecessary temptations or distractions. So, what Krishna says in this verse is, evam buddhe, with your intelligence, param buddhva, know that you are transcendental. Param, buddhva, know this. So, buddhe and buddhva, that to me, buddhe means buddhi, buddhva means know. So, know that you are transcendental, know that you are beyond the body, you are beyond the mind, you are beyond the senses, and situate yourself on the spiritual platform. So, our consciousness is like an energy, and whatever you focus on, accordingly, our consciousness will develop. So, say, if we look at a beautiful picture of Krishna, bhakti will awaken in our heart. If we look at a tempting sense object, then material desire will awaken in our heart. So what Krishna says is, use your intelligence to, by remembering that I am a soul and I am beyond matter, use your intelligence to focus on spiritual reality. And in that way, you will be able to conquer lust. Thank you.